Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No man is going to be excited about this.
What happened?
Granted, this might be something we don't fully understand.
Mm.
It's an experience that women go through, at least physically, alone. But any man that's gone through this in a hospital setting wasn't completely confident walking in.
All right.
And this story says that there are some poor guys that are going to have to deal with one of the scariest days of their life inside their own house.
What's happening?
You're hanging out in the break room. Well, that's just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. So here is the headline from a story a little while ago on 13 Win. You ready? Home births in demand during the pandemic.
So how do you home birth?
Living birth at home.
So how do you do that?
So this story talks to a local couple. The mother is a nurse who said she didn't want to give birth in a hospital. And you would understand that. Like, for a while, there were visitor restrictions, concerned about health, right? There were points where space in the hospital in general was at a premium.
Right.
But this story goes into...
This is old school.
This
is like 1800s.
It's you old have the help, I guess, right?
It's old school mixed with new school. And
So does Home Depot sell like a home birthing kit? Because I need that. Where do I put all this?
But boom, 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 boom.
You know what I'm saying?
Where do I put all this?
Everything that's going to come out.
Yes, I know. Okay, he'll explain.
Here's how it's done. Right. Are you ready? The couple in this story, they have a home birthing tub.
What the hell is that? Is that just a tub?
It could be just your tub.
But it's going to clog.
So I know somebody who's done this. Yeah. It's literally like a kiddie pool.
Okay.
Picture that inside the home.
But you got to lift that thing out and drain it?
I guess you hose it down.
Not in the house.
You got to.
You had to carry that thing outside without spilling.
I don't know how the cleanup
works. Oh, you don't have all the answers, do you?
I don't.
All right,
I wasn't there. I just know what it looks like.
This couple.
You got to get a shop vac.
I'm never using that shop vac again, man.
No, shop vac do anything.
Bro. Okay, look. So they had the home birthing tub, this couple. They had candles lit with the fireplace going. They had waterproof liners to protect the furniture.
Man, like a gusher.
They have waterproof liners. If you have to buy waterproof liners to protect the furniture, maybe this is a bad idea.
Yeah, that's for the overflow.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know how much fluid comes out when you're giving birth.
Well, I guess it would.
Why you don't look me in the eyes and say that to me?
Like, would it fill up a waiting pool?
Your
wife is
no.
Hold on.
No.
Wife
that
in the tub
would not be a good thing.
Yes. No.
How high does it get?
It's not that much. Not even close to that much.
I mean, is my house going to look like, Fort Myers Beach when we get done? You got Ron DeSantis standing over there trying to explain everything?
He's in those white boots.
Yeah, you'd have to borrow those governor boots.
You don't want white in this case, though.
No, a darker color. Yeah.
All right, the phone number is 222-6000. Is there anybody listening that has gone through this process? Because it sounds horrifying. They talk to the midwife who comes and oversees the whole thing, all right?
She's the one with the shot back.
Yeah. The more they talk about it in this story, the more uneasy every single man has to be.
No kidding, man.
Thinking about this going down.
You're on
down.
The cleanup crew.
Okay, it's not the cleanup.
Get over the cleanup thing.
We'll pause the cleanup for a second, okay?
All right, what are you talking about?
Look, anybody that has had children knows watching a birth in a hospital is one of the most intense things you will ever see. There are guys that cry. There are men that pass out.
Yeah.
There are men that black out and forgot everything that happened. I did that. I blacked out. I do not remember.
You wiped it clean from your
memory.
It's
gone. Like the first, I remember watching what was about to happen.
Yeah.
It started to happen, and I have no memory until I was holding my first daughter for the first time. It is a hell of an experience, and that's with doctors and nurses and a building full of materials.
All full staff on hand.
Yes, in case something goes wrong. How do you handle that at home?
So Are you? Did you say that there's a midwife there?
Yes.
Normally.
Yes.
What does she do? She's like the director, right?
Coaches you through the birth.
Yeah, she's the Scorsese of the afterbirth.
All right. All right. I mean, can you lean on her a little bit for some stuff?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm assuming she comes in and takes charge of everything.
No, but I'm like losing my crap here. Could she help me?
Well, no, she's there for the...
You're not her priority.
Right. Yeah, she's there for your wife, so your girlfriend, whoever.
No guy can handle this, man.
People have been doing it. It says on
13. Just because you're doing it doesn't mean... By the way, God forbid, let's say something bad happens.
Yeah, that's the fear.
Let's say there's a complication. Mm-hmm. Now what do we do?
Yeah, no, you're right. And that's one of the
Home Depot, I had a problem over here with this setup you gave me. I had to put you on hold.
Yeah, because I would understand wanting to feel comfortable, because this is a very uncomfortable thing, but wanting the most serene, like calm atmosphere. Maybe you feel most at ease at home. I understand wanting to do it there. But to your point, I also feel comfortable knowing there's like a bajillion experts on hand if something goes wrong.
It seems like a bad idea and unnecessary now that everything's back to normal.
Well, I mean, look, people were doing this before the pandemic. It just seems that this has increased since the pandemic happened, where people saw this as an option.
What's the benefit?
So, exactly what Kimmy just said.
Home?
It's a little bit more relaxed. It's a more relaxed atmosphere.
I think you think that, but when you start setting everything up and then you realize you're on your own, I ain't so relaxed anymore.
All right, so you bring that point up. Again, we're talking about a story on 13 Wham a little while back, how home births since the pandemic have skyrocketed. It started initially because people didn't want to go to the hospital and give birth, where they couldn't have visitors, you had the restrictions and all that stuff, but more people seeing that being an option seems to have increased people wanting to do it. The gentleman in the story said that it was intense for a lot longer than he believed. This particular woman... was in 13 hours of labor.
So she's screaming and miserable for
13 hours straight in your house. Question. Let's say this is happening on a Sunday, and your wife is in labor for 13 hours. Are you allowed to go watch the Bills game in the same living room your wife is giving birth?
No, you can't turn on anything.
13 hours.
You cannot do a damn thing. You had to have your full attention on her.
Yeah, don't.
Or she's going to flip out.
Don't take her out of her zone.
Yeah, you can't.
Because I'm assuming 13 hours though. But if she's in the living room, like you screaming and jumping up and down probably isn't helping her situation.
No, but there are lots of people listening right now who had the TV on while they were in the hospital while their wife was in labor. And I'm not talking about physically giving birth. I'm talking about waiting for everything to, happen.
Mm.
That's socially acceptable.
You would have to be totally focused on her.
Well, she might. Well, I guess maybe part of the home birth too is you can have whoever you want around you. So let's say
up for that?
Well, no, but let's say she wants her mom, sister, family member around her instead of you. It kind of takes the pressure off of you in that moment.
But you just turn
into a gopher for the whole family. Yeah. Then you're just a runner.
Do you think? Because like in this story, like looking at the picture, it looks like it's like their living room. Does that change that room in your house forever?
Of course it does.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Well, something beautiful happened there, right?
Did it?
How
is it beautiful?
Well, I mean, the birth of a child is beautiful.
Everything
around it.
Yeah.
What's the opposite of beautiful?
Right.
All right. Let me ask you a question, Tommy.
Yeah.
Let's say you go to somebody's house. You're having a drink. You're sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
And the people who invited you over reveal that she gave birth right in front of where you're drinking that scotch.
Yeah.
Would it bother you?
Yeah. You just ruined it.
I was in a tub. It didn't get anywhere.
I know, but still, the whole fact that all that happened here would gross me out. Like, I'm sitting right where it happened.
Yeah, but you also said that you wouldn't be bothered. You would be happy to buy a house where someone was murdered there.
Yes.
That's way worse than this.
Yeah, because like a murder happened. Like, it wasn't like you planned a murder in your house. Like, you thought this through.
There are some people that have planned a murder.
Well, true. That is true. That is true. It was some guy was just on trial. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that would gross me out. Well, like, knowing, like your wife's splayed body was here.
Well, Jesus.
Birthing. Gooing.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Oozing. What?
Each other. Would it bother you more if you found out she gave birth in the living room you're sitting on the couch, or they had dirty sex on the couch you're sitting on?
Well, he told me that?
Yeah. Which one bothers you more?
That's a push.
No, you have to pick one.
I'm guessing when it's dirty sex.
Oh, it was like gross.
I mean, we talking.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what you're thinking, but whatever it is, yeah. Yeah.
A fudgy scene?
No! Okay, Kimmy, what were you going to say?
You won't sit on that couch over there just based on people who have sat on it.
In his defense, you don't know the guy we know.
And there was a fudgy scene on that couch. Multiple fudgies.
But you were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry.
So another factor in this, too, is let's say this isn't your first. Like, you have other kids.
Oh, my God. How many times are you doing this?
Well, I don't know. You have if you have multiple kids?
Yeah, I mean, if you did it once and the experience
would you,
was pleasant.
Would you want your kid to experience it?
So I've seen pictures.
Because I think that's another reason why people do it.
Are you talking about?
I'm not kidding.
No, she's right. She's
I'm not
right.
kidding.
She's
like,
right.
This is
I'm not
like,
kidding when I said, what are you talking about?
Like they want, they don't, it's something that they want to share with their
how
kids.
How is that legal?
No, I mean, what do you mean?
Freedom. What do you mean, what do I mean, how I mean?
USA. USA.
So my child
is
going to watch my wife butt ass naked.
Okay, bro, you're big.
She's going to see, my child's going to see the other kid coming out to shoot.
Hey, how do you think babies shower, get clean?
I know, but you're making a kid watch that.
But it's not.
How old's the kid?
Five.
5 year old. That's not, I think a kid would be traumatized.
I don't know. Well, you're but it's
the
only,
screaming, the blood, the gook.
Look, I agree with you, but who's to say what's beautiful and what's not beautiful? Who's to say what a kid should be and should
be
exposed
to? But we all can agree that that's gross.
No, I mean no, we can't because there are people that do it. There are people that do that.
All right. What's the age cutoff? How old is a teenager? Seen his naked ass mother giving birth?
How's she look though?
I would think a teenager though at least knows what's going on.
Yeah, but that makes it worse.
Would you want your teenage son to watch you give birth?
No, but I wouldn't.
You don't take care of your kid.
But I do know people that they're very open with their kids. They
yeah, they're
want
called
kids
French.
They want their kids to feel like they were involved in this in some way.
I cannot imagine just seeing my mother naked.
But you had a very cold relationship with your parents.
I understand. But can you imagine seeing your mother naked?
No. No.
Just by accident.
No.
That would be burnt into your memory for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Now picture it's staged and you have to watch
it. I know. Bro.
And I don't care how cool you are, man, and you eat only organic, and when we homeschool, and we only listen to Paul Simon on Sunday. That's going to scar that ass kid.
That's
an ass mop kid.
It wouldn't.
By the way, you're going to need an ass mop to clean this thing up.
This wouldn't be for me, but I know people that this is like their part of their lifestyle.
Well, you know somebody that's done this.
Did you not listen
she
to me?
No,
earlier?
Like with the babies watching.
She said it.
With the child watching.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know like how much of it they saw, but they were there and they saw like everything after
how
that happens.
The,
like they
the
got
child?
To hold their
sibling.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Maybe
I don't even like farm fresh eggs, man.
Phone
keep them in the store.
Phone number is 222-6000. Folks have been waiting patiently on hold here. We're talking about a story on 13 Wham a little while back. Home births have skyrocketed in our area since the pandemic have started. Mm. Started as a way to avoid all the restrictions of the hospital.
Okay.
But people now seeing this as an option have
We're
decided.
We're going pioneer style with this child.
And again, the way that they do it, there's a birthing tub. Like the couple they talked to here, they had candles lit with a fireplace going. They had to put waterproof liners on the couch.
Hey, what do you do with the dog?
I don't know.
Because the dog's going to be going crazy. Or the dog's going to want to watch, too. And somebody's coming in for a Scooby snack. Think about that.
Let's talk to Josh. He's on CMF. Hey, Josh, how are you, buddy?
What's going on? Go Bills.
Go Bills. What's up, man?
So I have my first child due in February.
Hey, congratulations. That's great.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, it happens to be right around Super Bowl time.
Oh.
So I, not to say anything that would jinx anything, but if the stars align.
Sure, I get what, don't say it, but we all get where you're going. Okay, I got what you're saying, Josh. Yeah.
I told my wife that I am not missing that freaking game, I will happily have her leg in one hand and my phone in the other watching the game.
Okay, let me throw out a scenario for you, Josh, all right? Let's say your wife says, all right, you can watch the game if I give birth at home. I want to do a home birth and you can watch whatever happens. Would you agree to that?
Oh, hell yeah.
You're going to let that happen in your living room?
If I get to watch that game and see that, I will give her whatever she wants.
That's a fan, I guess.
Okay, no, okay. But like, it's the birth of your first kid, Josh.
Yes, but I've been waiting a long time. Don't get me wrong. I will love this kid, but if it happens on set day and the stars align and everything goes the way I would want it to go, that would be the greatest day of my life.
That's a good call.
That is,
good
that's
call.
A good point. Yeah.
All right, well, Josh, congratulations. Good luck with everything, and tell your wife we say that we feel sorry that she ended up with you.
Yep. Totally agree.
All right. Go Bills, Josh.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
All right, so I've never had kids, so maybe you can answer this question for me, honestly.
Okay, yeah.
Because how men be.
Yeah.
I know that like, men love their children, but like, I always figure men are more excited to be around their children when they're more interactive than when they're infants.
Okay, so what's your question?
I don't think they're all, I think they could have the kid and go, wow, I can't wait till I can start doing things with you, but for right now I want to watch this game.
Oh, no.
Like, I know you're here and I'm glad everything's cool, but like.
So you're saying like, give it a couple years before I can interact with my child?
Yeah, I don't need to be glued to this kid right now because they ain't going to be doing much.
This isn't a question.
No.
Look. I don't think they care as much about the kid when it first comes out than when they do, when they're two or three, when they could actually. No. You'd love this child. You can't really do nothing.
No, you literally just said, I don't think they care much about the kid.
They care, but the caring's going to grow.
Personally.
All right.
I want you to think of the coolest thing as an adult you ever got. Like, sent to your house, opened up as a box, like, right. Toy, fun thing.
Sure.
That's how I felt about, like, my daughter's being
okay,
born.
All right.
Like, because, look, you find a way. Your kid's even
it's as part you.
Yeah, it is you. You created it. It is an amazing experience to hold a human being that you created in your hands for the first time that you know you're going to take care of for the next, you know, 7 decades until you die, right? And those kids, they do interact with you.
I understand. Yeah, but they're just kind of there.
No, I know, but it's you created this thing.
Yeah.
So, and what's great about them being little is I can take my shirt off, put that baby on my chest, and watch the game.
Right?
Like,
I always figure, like, why steal the thunder of everything? Like because they made the baby. Like, you're just kind of like, you're like the guy.
Yeah, but it's.
But you're not like, you're like. Like, in a totem pole, you're number three.
Okay, no, you're right? Yeah.
It's her baby,
well,
then
it's baby
you.
Her, then you.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that doesn't change how you feel about the kid.
Right.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question real quick? Because we're running out of time here. I do want to try and take one more call.
Sure.
Kimmy, you brought up that people will have these home births so friends and family can.
She knows something.
Yeah, so they can, you know, have more people around them.
All right, Tommy, your stepson just had a beautiful baby boy.
Yeah.
So let's say you and your wife get a call. Nope. Let me finish. Your daughter-in-law wants you guys to be a part of it.
Yep.
She's going to do the home birth, and she wants you to be in the room because it's an experience for everybody. She wants you to be a part of this child's life from the moment it's born. What are you saying?
I have COVID.
Your wife knows you don't
have
COVID.
Monkeypox, which is attached to my cancer.
Wait, what happened?
I ain't going in that room.
What happened? That's so gross.
I'm not going in. I'm not doing it.
Why would anybody want to do that?
I'm not doing it.
You're going to look at your
wife.
You
would come in here and be like, yeah, I did. You know, it was a beautiful thing. I watched her hold the baby for the first time.
I can't do it.
You would have to do it.
Yes, you would.
No.
You would have to do it.
That's a line in the sand, bro.
Also, when you get there, your stepson is going to need help with the kiddie pool, bringing it outside.
No. I can't do it. You know, there's certain things.
They give you a poncho like it's a Gallagher show. You want to see a baby?
You remember when my old man went to the bathroom at the hospital? He wanted me to come in and help him.
Yes.
I couldn't do it, man. I had to go get the nurse.
Yeah, but that's not a personal relationship with your wife, your stepson. Because it's not even your son where you can be like, what are you out of your mind? It's your stepson. You have to do it.
I can't do it. There's just certain things. Like, I hit a wall.
So you're saying you couldn't even be in the house for this?
Maybe downstairs.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't have to be in the room, but they want you to be around after it's over.
Okay, I could do.
All right, here's the deal.
But I don't want to see any cleanup.
Here's the deal. Either you have to watch it live or you have to mop up afterwards. Which one do you want?
The mop up? That's even worse.
Okay, so which one? You have a choice. At one or the other, live watching or mopping it up. What do you want?
I have to take watch over mop.
Perv!
See, you can't win. Can't win. I can't do it.
226,000. We'll take one more call real quick.
This is the things they don't prepare you for in life.
No, bro, I'm just shocked.
Hey, my father knew. He knew. He knew things. He didn't say it. Your father knew things. He didn't say it.
My father would not have gone for this, man.
But they knew. They're going to give you a heads up. Like, this is coming down the pike.
It would have gotten all over his big mouth Billy Bass. Pat's got the last word on CMF talk and the increase in home births. Patty, what's up, buddy?
I missed the birth of my first two kids. I hadn't got out of registration before she was given birth upstairs.
Okay. You didn't miss nothing.
The third one, I was lucky enough to be there, and then it was only 5 minutes, and she was in a little bit of labor. But my present wife was in labor for 54 hours, and I stayed there with her and held her hand and talked to her. I didn't worry about having the goddamn television on. I didn't worry about a game being on. That was more important to me than
54
any.
Hours of holding somebody's hand.
54 hours.
Yes. Why you lie?
Not even the Beatles would do it that long.
She almost crush my knuckles. My 10-year-old son sat out in the hall on the floor. The poor kid listened to it all. I thought, oh, my God. I told him, go find something to do. Go, you know, there's a game room at the
hospital. Yeah, don't go find a girlfriend.
Well,
good God.
Yeah,
54
bit,
hours.
A little bit soon. Yep. Yeah.
You were in hell.
No, it wasn't.
Bro, just admit it.
No. And when that baby was born, I think I appreciated that one more than even the other three.
No, he is.
Sorry,
man, they're all happy to hear that.
No, he is right, though. Like, when you go through that experience, it's an impossible experience to describe.
War.
No, it's not like war.
Well, I mean, not like you experience like something with a buddy.
Pat, you're a veteran. You've actually had both experiences.
Oh, yeah, and then some.
Which foxhole would you take?
Actually, I watching someone give them birth is much better than being killing people.
So there you go. I think that's the best statement of the day.
Okay,
fair statement.
All right.
Pat, thanks for the call, buddy. Great to talk to you.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good rest of the day.
54 hours.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything I could do for 54 hours straight.
Tommy
has and act like I mean it.
Tommy has worked here for 30 years and has less than 54 hours of actual work done.
Yes. Couldn't do it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We make a lot of jokes on this show.
Oh, yeah. Everything's a big goddamn joke to you.
And like, here's the thing. Sometimes those jokes can get ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I promise, what this man did to himself is so ridiculous, you could not make up this story if you tried.
I can't wait to hear.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 to WCMF. We're going to jump right into this story, and I'm going to read you this police report from the Monroe County Sheriff's Department, word for word.
Okay.
It comes from the Brockport area. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Quote, victim reports that he was at his apartment with two prostitutes he knows only as Nicole and Rochelle.
Okay.
The victim and the two women decided they would all take a trip together to Tractor Supply.
Why not?
We're going to stop the story right there. Now, personally, I've never been with a prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure if you're spending money on something like this,
mm-hmm.
you don't take part of that time to go to the Tractor Supply.
What if you need one more hoe?
I took my prostitutes to the Tractor Supply is my favorite Ribs Arkansas song. Tommy, you remember how that one goes, right?
I headed to the Tractor Supply with my two hoes. Got me a garden weasel. Ran it over both of them.
So back to the
now
story.
Now I'm in jail.
So back to the story. Again, you have a man with two prostitutes and he's taking them to the Tractor Supply.
Yes.
Okay. The victim was unable to find his primary set of car keys, so he grabbed his spare. He parked his 2015 Honda Civic at the Burger King lot and went to the store for about 15 minutes alone.
Wait, where were the girls?
The two women left in the car.
Okay.
So let's pause the story again.
Right. So you left the girls in the car.
Okay. Right. Tommy, Kimmy.
Yeah.
What do you think happened when this man went into the Tractor Supply, leaving those two women in his car?
Well, they obviously had the other set of keys. That's the ones he couldn't find?
Yeah, I'm guessing he came out and his truck was no longer there.
When he left the store, he was surprised to find Nicole, Rochelle, and his Honda all missing.
All right.
That was the quote from the report, by the way. He was surprised.
Two hoes and a Honda.
But it says in the
There's
police report.
There's your Hallmark movie of the week.
He says in the police report he was surprised. You were surprised? Why did you leave surprised? That's the least surprising part.
These girls steal?
Oh, my God.
Does he say what he went in the store for?
Uh-huh. No, it doesn't. It does not say.
Because I would really like to know that information. Like, what he had to stop and get.
And no, he didn't stop. They were at his house. He left
house. He made a run.
Yes. With two prostitutes.
Well, whatever. What he went in there for. Mm.
The fact that the car was missing is not surprising. What is surprising is taking two women who you're paying for to a field trip to the tractor supply company. So, from a crime standpoint, you hit it on the head, Tommy. It seems pretty clear these women took his primary keys and used it to steal his car.
Yeah.
And what's amazing is when you stand back and look at the story, he gave them a better plan than what it seems they came up with himself.
Yes.
Yeah, they didn't have to try too hard.
No.
So, like, they obviously took his keys at his house. Mm-hmm. And maybe they were waiting for him to turn his back. Maybe they were waiting for him to fall asleep or get in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
But he handed them a gift.
Yes.
He said, let's all go out in my car. And he doesn't even get suspicious when he can't find his set of keys. How does this all happen?
I feel bad for
What do you feel bad for?
Because he's a sad soul.
Okay, bro, you got two prostitutes.
I know.
All right? Like, that's a risk in itself.
That's costing you, too. What?
Well, I mean, we don't know what kind of, I mean, you know, there's
different. Bro, even the low cost.
Okay. You brought two women you're paying for into your home, which is a dangerous proposition.
By the way, I wonder if he did bang them. At some point, or this is his pre-bang.
Do they sell condoms at Tractor Supply? I'm not kidding. I'm asking. Is it like a Walmart, or is it only?
Yeah, they sell Dickies, quality brand of condoms. These are work condoms. Also have a holder for your hammer.
What did you need at Tractor Supply that you took two prostitutes?
Maybe you needed pet food.
Okay, yeah, they do have a lot of pet supplies.
Yeah. You know, I gotta feed the
dog. Okay, but like, the most heartbreaking part of this story is having to report it.
Yeah, that's what I was, like, when he got out into the parking lot and realized they stole his car, how long did it take him to decide to call the police? Because you had to be weighing that in your head.
And you had to tell him everything you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's paint the scenario, the picture of him walking out of the Tractor Supply. Again, we're talking about a man in the Brockport area who, according to the police, had two prostitutes, took the prostitutes on a trip to the Tractor Supply, couldn't find his primary set of car keys, grabbed his backup, went into the Tractor Supply alone. When he came back out, the two prostitutes, according to police, had taken his car. Kimmy, he walked out of that Tractor Supply shop.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at his car or where it used to be.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, he parked in an adjacent parking lot. If this is the Tractor Supply, I believe it is. I think the Burger King is across the street.
Sounds like it.
Okay. You know he's thinking, I thought I parked my car there.
Mm-hmm.
My car has to be around here somewhere.
Yeah, you look around.
Yeah. Then you have to come up with explanations in your head that aren't, they've stolen my car. Maybe they're in the drive-thru of the Burger King.
Okay.
But wait a minute, so I have my keys.
It?
Well, you know what? Maybe they went somewhere else and they'll be back in a second.
Yeah.
Kimmy, how long do you think that man waited for his car to come back before he called the police?
Solid 30 minutes.
That's what I was thinking.
30?
30 would be the max.
Yeah.
And then when the cops come, think about this. So the cops roll up, right? And you have to explain to the police, to the cops, what happened.
Yeah.
They have to be laughing.
Oh, you can't laugh in the guy's face.
I think they laugh.
No.
As a matter of fact, I think they pull the radio out and make you repeat it to the chief. They're laughing so hard. Say it again. Tell them about the part where you went looking for your car and to get a truck. By the way, what did we get? Oh, Dickies. Okay. Yeah, it would have to be. God bless police, because I'd be losing it, man.
Every level of this tale is embarrassing, because when you're talking to the police, one, you have to admit, like you said, you're with prostitutes to the police officer. And yet two of them, which sounds like a party until you change the story to we took them to the Tractor Supply. Then you have to admit you ignored the massive red flag that your keys were missing, and you left them alone in your car, and you parked far enough away that no one would be suspicious watching those women drive away without you. He was an accessory to his own larceny.
Yes.
Well, come on, man.
Oh, God.
Come on. Yeah, now I feel bad for him.
I do. It's a sad sack, man.
But you did it to yourself.
Hey, do you think he went out for snacks?
Maybe.
If he went to Burger King, he could have just eaten a burger.
Well, no, but maybe he wanted, like, beef jerky.
That's exactly. You've had some Brockport jerky. Now you want some beef jerky. Well, they're both dried meat and very salty.
Here's the only thing that would make this story less embarrassing. If they asked him to go to the Tractor Supply.
Okay.
Like, they needed something there, and he was trying.
What do two prostitutes need a tractor?
Yeah, it seems
supply?
Like a random one. Well, I guess. Okay.
Again.
You go in, yeah.
Like, hey, I need this thing, and he was trying to be good guy.
Yeah.
To the two prostitutes. Yeah, no problem. I'll go do that for you. And they ripped him off. Like, I hope this was a kind-hearted gesture on his part.
Hey, darling, you want to run up Tractor Supply and get me a trailer hitch? I got to knob somebody tonight. I want to practice. I don't need no backup blast or anything.
Phone number is 222-6000. Let's talk to Mark. He's on CMF. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Yeah, so no prostitute-related items at the Tractor Supply at all. I don't know what they were doing there.
Okay.
But here's the thing. That's the primary set of keys. So you know that they went back and robbed them, too.
Oh, the house keys. The house keys. Oh,
that's
no.
That's what I'd be worried about.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, no.
Double down.
They're home robbing me right now.
Oh, no. Oh, this
hilarious.
But again, like, he did it. He did it to himself, Mark.
Yes. It's a self-inflicted wound.
Oh, hey, when the Tractor Supply calls and said, hey, you know that thing you ordered 2 weeks ago? It's in. You got to go.
Mark, yeah. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. All right, take care.
Yeah, you didn't even use their home delivery system.
Yeah, right? Like, there's so many. Yeah like, Instacart goes to the Tractor Supply,
yeah, sure.
Right?
They
like,
go anywhere.
I don't want to pay those fees. I just bought two prostitutes. phone number is 222-6000. Dan's on CMF. Hey, Danny boy, how are you?
So who was the high-priced lawyer that got caught in this thing at the Gates Hotel a few years ago?
I know, I remember that, yeah, but it was a while. Like, I remember that story you're talking about, yeah.
Yes, so isn't prostitution illegal? I mean, you know, if you crime or a crime, I mean, is that like, okay, we don't even have to, we just arrest you for prostitution?
Well, yeah.
Hasn't this man suffered enough?
And it's a low, it's a low-level offense, Dan. I mean, I think that the larceny would.
It's an appearance ticket.
Yeah, yeah, eclipse the prostitution charge, Dan. I mean, yeah, look, I get where you're coming from, but if you don't catch him in the act, what do you got?
I have no clue. I don't know how they do that.
Well, you've been fired from the break room law firm, Dan.
All right. Well, man, another career down the drain.
Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
And apparently they haven't gotten his car back.
No, I mean, the report that we have, it's just they're gone. No report on getting the car back.
Carjack.
After getting.
Carjack. You got housejack, carjack.
Maybe there was stuff happening in the car. I don't know. Like,
Poor guy.
If you got two prostitutes.
Yeah.
Which one sits in the front seat? Is there like a hierarchy? Is it the better looking one?
Obviously the better looking one.
Well, no. Well, what if
I see you going down the road, I put the better looking one up front.
But what if the other one's better with directions?
I don't think. Well, actually, prostitutes are very good with directions.
That's what I'm saying.
They read people and they really have a good sense of direction.
I would also love to know, because Brockport's out there, right? It's a country town.
Yeah.
Are these ladies of the night that frequent the Brockport area, or did this guy have to go and pick them up?
He may have made a call, like an escort call.
Okay.
How far do they travel? Honestly,
I mean, it would come out to the suburbs. I mean, there's alcohol services where they could come to you.
But see, here's the thing. That means they would have had their own car.
Yeah, but it could be a beater. What do they care? And by the way, they could double back and go get the car.
Yeah, well, they're
unless
robbing his house.
Drop them off.
I mean, they just ran up there, go back and get your set of wheels, and we're out of here.
Yeah, it's a great point. Phone number is 222. I'm sorry, Kimmy, were you going to say something?
Nope.
Phone number is 222-6000 again, talking about this man out in the Brockport area. According to the Monroe County Sheriff's Department, he hired two prostitutes, had him at his house, decided he needed to go to the Tractor Supply. Couldn't find his primary set of car keys, grabbed his backup. They all hopped in the car. He parked in a Burger King parking lot adjacent to the Tractor Supply. Went in by himself, was in there for 15 minutes. When he walked out, he realized that the two prostitutes had stolen his Honda while inside the Tractor Supply.
And it's also weird that he just didn't pull up into the Tractor Supply. Why did he park in the Burger King lot to walk over to the Tractor Supply?
Is he afraid of people seeing him with those women?
Well, you would see them at Burger King.
Well, no, because you're far enough away. Maybe that parking lot was like empty. Maybe we don't know what time of day it was.
True.
That is weird.
I would make the assumption that he didn't want to be seen with two women that people don't normally see him with. Could this man have been married, maybe?
All right.
Possibly.
All right. Okay.
Small town.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's Brockport. Everybody knows
Brockport.
But
you're also driving. You left the house.
I know.
Yeah. Look, man. Look. Yes, there's several questions. In fact, Scott here is going to tell us. He thinks he knows why they went to the Tractor Supply. He's on CMF. Hey, Scott. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Good. Well, I'm a farmer, so I got some farm animals.
Okay.
And I go to Tractor Supply, and I have to buy needles.
Ah.
And when you buy needles, you got to sign all this paperwork, and it's all locked up. And I'm thinking that's probably why he was at Tractor Supply.
Okay, that would make sense.
So these prostitutes needed their shots?
Wow, that's all you got. Scott, thanks for the call.
I thought he was going to get one of them big insemination gloves.
No, you don't want that. Mm-mm-mm. Stop that. Stop that. He was doing the hand thing. No. Mm-mm-mm-mm. All right, that makes sense.
Could be one more thing that happened here.
What?
And you're gonna think I'm crazy. What if he couldn't pay him?
Oh.
Take my car.
Oh. Well, no. What, a car's worth two?
Bro, it could be a piece of crap car.
But then why would you report it?
Because then you get the insurance.
Well, but then what if they find the women?
Then I'm screwed.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like, that is the least likely of
this
story.
Okay, but it could be a thing. Because I've known guys that couldn't afford things, and they go, hey, take this.
But they could have just, like, stolen it from your house.
Yeah, but you got to make it look like you got played a little bit.
You could have destroyed the car.
True.
You're the worst criminal ever.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They say that knowledge is power.
Oh, yeah.
And this knowledge will give you the ability to stay healthier on a daily basis.
Fantastic.
So why don't we want it?
Let's do it.
Nobody wants it.
Because it's impossible?
No, it's possible. They can do it right now.
But we won't.
We don't want it.
All right.
You're hanging out of the breaker. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A new study shows knowing what exercise it would take to burn off the calories you eat in your food.
Mm-hmm.
Would cause us to eat less.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying there?
All right. How long you'd have to run to burn off like a sandwich.
Exactly. So here's the thing. Mm-hmm. There's been a pilot program in some places where some food companies are printing that on their nutrition labels. It's called PACE, the physical activity calorie equivalent. So like right now, a can of soda says like it's got 150 calories in it.
All right.
The PACE label would say 150 calories / 15-minute run.
Okay.
That's what it would
for
take.
For one can of soda.
Well, I'm just giving an example. Right. I mean, it might be more, it might be less. But that is what this would be.
Okay. Put it all into perspective.
Yes, and it's not a bad idea. It gives you a chance to see what you're putting in your body versus what it would take to get rid of it.
Mm.
Despite that,
yeah.
Only 1 in 3 people in this poll said they would want this on the food they buy at the store.
Because there's no way you could work out that long. You'd be just running and drinking Coke all day.
It would make you think about it a lot more.
Okay.
Even if you're not going to do anything about it, now I know you know?
No, Kimmy's
right. You can't enjoy it as much.
Okay, so that's why. Would you want this, Kimmy?
No.
Why?
Well, like, I know it's super helpful, but I think I'm still going to eat it anyways, and now I'm just going to feel more guilty about it. It's not going to stop me from eating it, most likely.
Because it makes you show you how high the mountain is.
Sure,
right?
Sure. But if you don't care, then...
But you do. But even if you don't care, seeing that fact on the box or bottle or whatever it is going to kind of make you like feel bad about yourself.
So we shouldn't have these new labels that could help people because
you'd
feel bad about yourself.
Well, no, but do you think it will help people? Do you honestly...
The study they did here showed when people were eating packages that had this paste, physical activity, calorie equivalent on it, they ate less.
Do they work out more or they just don't eat as much?
So it said here they ate less. I don't know how big this study was.
I think to that point, if it was going to affect me, I would just put it away. I wouldn't necessarily go work out and count those calories and work it off. I just wouldn't eat it, which I don't know is the healthiest way to go about things either.
Okay, not eating junk food?
Or just not eating in general. Okay, because think about...
That's a good point.
Think about if it's on everything you eat, what... I mean, and you're...
Just like your standard diet.
And you're not paying attention to it, yeah.
And if you go like, let's say, what's a standard diet? 2,000 calories a day?
Sure.
But I want to lose weight, right? So you got to cut it back to, let's say, 1,500.
Yeah.
So how hard do I have to work to burn off 500 calories per day? Like, how hard do I have to work out?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to go, I ain't got time to do that.
But I guess what I'm getting at here, so you wouldn't want this either, Tom.
No, and I think it's counterproductive to people trying to sell you food because you're going to eat less than
a damn food.
Yeah,
I don't know how that would help them.
Well, yeah,
you'll never sell another goddamn potato chip.
Yeah, but the argument is they're filling this stuff with so much bad stuff that that's what's causing us all to get fat, which you've said multiple times on this show.
All right, we're also filling ourselves up with potato chips.
Which on this bag, it would say...
Don't eat this.
20-minute run for one serving of potato chips.
You ever seen a serving? You ever seen an ounce of potato chips? It looks like something
like
you spilled
chips
on the couch.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's impossible. Like, those, like, just have an ounce. Have an ounce. An ounce is nothing. That's why they call it ounce.
There's nothing more depressing than when you're on, like, a treadmill or a machine that counts your calories while you're on it and seeing how slow those numbers move.
And here's the thing. I'm still convinced those are overinflated numbers.
I think they are, too. I don't think that they're all that accurate because it's not taking any of your body measurements or anything into account. So I don't even know how accurate that is. So, yeah, like by the time you're done with your workout and you feel completely exhausted and beat down and see you only burned like 200 calories.
No, it's not. It's actually very valuable information.
No, because it's pointless because we're never going to do it.
Well, then if you're not going to do it, it doesn't affect you.
No, but like, why even put it out there? You're just making us miserable.
No, because there are people that will help.
But those are the people that are already
counting.
They're already like eating vegan and
not necessarily
running and doing yoga with goats.
I mean, I guess there is a certain percentage of people that genuinely don't know how bad those things are for you.
I think that's most people.
Yeah.
I don't think that most people understand. And look, I'm not trying to sit
or
here and
put,
be like,
put calories into perspective.
Yeah, like if you, like, you know, you have like 7 Oreos, right? Mm-hmm. And I love Oreos.
Yeah, you're done.
If you found out, no, that's like 3 times the servings you're supposed to
have.
That's
what I'm saying. You're done. Like you're toast. You burn yourself out.
Well, no.
You've eaten too much. And it says 7 dry cookies.
Okay, there's cream in there. They're not dry. I
mean, but you know what I'm saying.
No, I just, like, if you're going to talk about cookies, get it right.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm very particular about my Oreos.
Mm.
I told you, I've been ordering those cinnamon roll Oreos from Canada via Amazon.
Look at you, man. All fancy. Oh, eating import.
Oh, they're so good.
You have to run like 1,000 miles to burn those.
I don't want
to
know. You're right. I don't want
to
know.
You'd have to run to Canada and back to get them.
If it's on the package, I get to make an informed decision. And I find it pretty soft of you two that I know this could help certain people, especially based on this study, but I don't want to feel bad about myself, so don't show it to me.
So the people that are concerned about this are already probably living healthy lifestyles, right? The people that they're not gonna take that information and do anything with it.
So then what does it matter? So then put it on there.
It's a waste of time.
No, it's not.
Because you're preaching to nobody. Like these cucumber water drinking douches already are on the same page.
Okay, so if it doesn't hurt you,
yeah,
who does it hurt?
I don't know.
So then why not do it?
Why? Because it doesn't do anything.
Okay, so
it
doesn't hurt anybody.
You're going to hurt the cucumber. industry.
No, that would help the cucumber industry, because the cucumber, if it had it printed on there, no walking.
Bro, when I see that cucumber water, I gotta laugh my ass off.
Well, cucumbers, like, I hate cucumbers.
Cucumbers are pointless.
No, they're one of the best.
No, they're a tasteless garden dung that nobody wants.
When it comes to, like, health, cucumbers are one of the best things you can eat.
Yeah, because they don't taste like anything. People go, you gotta eat celery. Yeah, because it's nothing.
No, like, cucumber better than celery. I'm not talking for weight loss. I'm telling you. It hydrates you. Like, there's no, it's gross. I hate cucumbers. I'm talking about
You don't know where pet puss is.
Yeah, sorry, you gotta dump that. That one was for the folks listening on the Odyssey app.
I also wonder if it would discourage people from working out. Yeah. Because you might think that when you go for that run, you're burning more calories than you are. And then when you see that on a package, you're like, oh, what's the freaking point?
Right. Okay, I burned off a can of soda.
You guys are doing such mental gymnastics to not have to be faced with the consequences of your choices.
Yes.
And by the way, you're already that cucumber water drinking douche, you fennel-eating puss.
You are a walking label. You tell people how many calories are in everything you eat.
And you lie.
Yeah.
No, chicken wing, 900 calories.
Yeah, how far would you have to run to eat a chicken wing? Let's say a chicken wing's 150 calories.
Okay.
Dipped in blue cheese, you ate one.
Okay.
Let's say it's 100. You would have to run for 15 minutes per wing.
Yeah, probably. But if you go on, like, you know.
So if you have a basket of wings, you have to go sign up for one of those cancer marathons they do on a Saturday afternoon.
Okay. You know you do burn calories just being awake and moving around.
I don't buy
all day.
That.
You
man.
Do.
Yeah, but you kind of do.
No, you do.
It's like idle calories.
That's why you need 2,000 calories a day to not die. But go on, Kimmy.
You can die.
One chicken wing with sauce. 66 calories, approximately.
Oh,
all right,
not
so
bad
I could have three chicken wings, and then I got to run 15 minutes.
You're just making up equations now.
Yes. Well, that's what they do.
No, they don't. They have science behind it. All right, let's take a break, you dumbass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.